A heap. I think I've turned out a heap before.
But you've never had any experience?
No, I haven't.
Did you ever see hay left outside in any other way besides stacking it?
No. I have saw it heaped up just like you said. I saw it heaped up.
And what different animals would there be, and where would they be kept on a farm?
In different parts. The cows and the horses must be kept out in the pasture. Mm-hmm. And the hogs must be kept in a pen lot. So.
Y'all have horses?
No, it's one. We have one horse on the farm.
Any special shelters for horses?
Well, they can come in and go in the barn too when the weather get bad. They go in the same shelter with the cows. And
what about do y'all have a milk cow now, or when you were growing up?
We don't have one now. We used to have them.
What would you call a makeshift fenced-in place where you could chuck the cow up for milk?
Pen. We call it a pen.
What kind of pen?
Oh, I know, the cow pen.
Okay. And where would the hogs be kept?
They have a pen, too.
You call that the?
We call it the hog pen.
And carry the food out to the hogs, you carry down in
a big old bucket.
What kind of bucket?
We call it a slop bucket.
And the fenced in place around the barn where the animals can walk around?
The barnyard.
Would you ever call that a corral? Do people use the word corral around here?
No, I haven't. No, they don't.
And where would the chickens be kept?
Chicken yard.
What would you use to put the mother hen and the biddies in?
A chicken coop.
How was that built?
This is a small box like something with green wire in it, and they, you know, on the top and have chicken wire around, you know, where they get there, and they have a bottom in it.
Can they get out any often when you, I mean, can? When you put them in there, the biddies can't come out?
No, they can't. They don't hardly come out. No, unless you leave the door open.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
A hen is setting. She just sit on a setting hen.
And if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what could you put in her nest to fool it?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, say if you had a good set of dishes, your dishes would be made out of
china or something. China.
What would you call an egg made out of that? Well, it wouldn't be a plastic egg. It'd be a.
Hmm?
It wouldn't be a plastic egg. It would be a.
A glass egg?
Or a china.
China egg?
Okay. Ever heard of that?
No, I haven't.
And when you're eating chicken, there's a bone like this.
Called the wishbone.
Do you ever hear any stories about that?
No, I just said somebody said, give me the wishbone, I want a wish.
Do they break it then? Or
yes, uh-huh.
Which end do you want to get if you break it?
I really haven't paid too much attention. I want the wishbone.
You don't think that works,
huh? No.
If you wanted to break up the ground for planting, you'd break it up with a...
of this.
Okay, or the old-fashioned things.
Middle buster.
Uh-huh. Middle buster was the kind of...
That's a big ply you used to pull, the horse used to pull, the mules. A cultivator.
What different kinds of plows did people used to have?